Good morning, all of members, Deputy Minister, Commissioner, and other senior members. This meeting is official open. I think for the sake of those who are not here, can we just observe the moment of silence for prayer? Thank you very much, honourable members. Honourable members, you are all well. All welcome to this meeting. I think all of us, we have got an agenda in front of us. And if anyone doesn't have an agenda, you can say so. Thank you very much, honourable members. As I mentioned, can we adopt the agenda as it is? I would like the honourable members to just show hand. Honourable Mtepa, our whip, is adopting the agenda as it is? Thank you very much, Honourable Mtepa. Is there any seconder? Seconder of adoption, Honourable Wana. Thank you very much. Are there any apologies? Certainly.
Yes, Chair. Honourable Mohabe apologizing not able to attend.
Only Honourable Mohabe. Thank you very much. Deputy Minister, you are most welcome. Honourable members, let me give this opportunity to the Deputy Minister before we go to our agenda. As the leader of delegation, maybe you can just brief us. Thank you very much, Deputy Minister. Thank you. What do you say?
Honourable Chair and Honourable Members of the Select Committee, good morning and thank you for the opportunity to entertain the Department in our meeting this morning. I hear today stand in for the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services, Advocate Michael Masud, who unfortunately is out of the country on official duties. With me is the Head of the Department of Correctional Services, National Commissioner Zach Moody's, and the officials from the department. And I think at this stage, I allow the National Commissioner to just introduce the members of the department's delegation before we proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members of Parliament, Deputy Minister Makwela, thank you. Chair, I would like to introduce the team that is with me this morning. Myself, the National Commissioner, my name is Zakaria Modise. Next to me, the Chief Director, Human Resource Development, Ms. Linda Bond. And next to her, in the Office of the National Council, Ms. Sulise Hayward, and on opposite side, who will then be taking us through the presentation in the electronic form, is Ms. Andronika Mabunda. That's the delegation that we have this morning, Honourable Chairperson, Deputy Minister.
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister and National Commissioner, for your introduction. I think it is also good that we introduce ourselves before the presentation. My name is Dumisani Tuli, the chairperson of the Select Committee on the Charity and Justice. And then the members will follow.
My name is James Nseta, a permanent delegate from KwaZulu-Natal, also a whip of this committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is George Michalakis. I'm a permanent delegate from the Free State.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Bronwyn Engelbrecht, delegate from Gauteng.
Good morning, Chair. The name is Judith Chavalal. I'm the parliamentary officer in the Office of the Minister. Thank you.
Chairperson, my name is Travis Owen, permanent delegate from the Sister Cape.
Thank you very much. On my left hand side, Goshen, who's the committee secretary, right hand side, Anthea, who is the content advisor for the committee. Down there is Patricia, who is also a researcher for the committee. Thank you. I think now you can proceed with the presentation. If so, thank you, sir. Thank you all.
Thank you, Chairperson. To start with our business, let me say that to committee members that the Department of Correctional Services, in executing its mandate, has a whole machinery that supports it. And at the club of our machinery that disperses our penal system is the National Council for Correctional Services. The reason the department is here today with the ministry is because the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services is expected, according to the Principal Act, Act number 111 of 1998, expected to appoint members of the National Council for Correctional Services in consultation with the Portfolio Committee of Parliament, International Assembly and the Select Committee in our NCOP. Now, in the composition of the National Council of Correctional Services, there are several categories that must be satisfied. And of those categories, seven of them are mandatory categories. And they include a category that dictates that the NCCS must have, as part of its members, three judges from the appeal, the appeal court, the Supreme Court of Appeal, and of course, or from the High Court. And the second category is that within the NCCS members there must be a magistrate who has been appointed by the chairperson, appointed with the concurrence or input of the chairperson of the magistracy. There is also a category three, which is that the National Council of Correctional Services that must have someone from the prosecutorial authority. There's also a requirement according to the Act that there must be someone who represents the Social Development Department. There is also a requirement that there must be someone who represents the South African Police Service, and there must also be someone who represents the Department of Correctional Services. These are mandatory categories of people who must constitute the National Council for Correctional Services. The Minister is consulting the committees of Parliament with respect to those members of the NCCS who must be representatives of the public. And according to the law, there are four or more, depending on the minister's desires, who must represent members of the public. In today's meeting, the department, the ministry, is presenting to the select committee a list of names that the ministry would want the select committee to consider as representatives of the public on the NCCS. The National Council of Correctional Services, just to take this matter further, is expected, as members would be aware, to be the main advisor to the minister in developing policy with regard to our correctional system, but secondly also to be part of the sentencing process. And thirdly, of course, it also serves as a review body of Correctional Supervision Board parole. The Correctional Supervision and Parole Board decisions. It serves as a review body for that. I'm going to ask the National Commissioner to come in to present to the committee the background to the process that was undertaken thus far. And when they have done that, I'll come in, later to conclude our presentation to the committee. Chair, if you allow me, I would request that we allow the National Commissioner to take over and lead the presentation. Thank you.
Honourable Chairperson and members of the committee, what I will do is to take you through the process that the department has undertaken. And in that case, we'll start with slide number 6, where we indicate what was the chronological exposition of the process that we had followed. On the 21st of February, there was an advert that was placed in the Sunday Media calling for nominations for persons to serve on the National Council for Correctional Services as required by Act. The closing thereof for those nominations was the 7th of March 2016. Only 15 CVs were received by the department. And therefore, there was a call that we re-advertise those positions and with a closing date of 15 April 2016. At the end of that process, 27 CVs were received and added to the 15, it gave us a total number of 42 applications. And of the 42, 10 were from the existing members who had been serving up until now. Thus, to take members further is also to put to you the process of consultation that was taken. On the 11th and the 12th of May 2016, letters were sent to both chairpersons of the portfolio and select committees requesting their input regarding the preliminary list of proposed candidates. And following that process of consultation, inputs were received and considered. There had been to be developed a criteria to shortlist potential candidates, and we are indicating there what criteria was followed. Firstly, a basic criteria where the candidate had to be nominated and that the candidate also had to indicate as to whether he or she accepts that nomination. Also, importantly, the candidate should not be in full-time service of the state and should also be expert in clinical psychology. Fourthly, representative of non-governmental organizations working within the field of corrections, and also academics with expertise in criminal law, criminology, penology, restorative justice, and further, experts in community justice. What the department then also did with direction from the ministry was to further add the criteria that requires people to also be sensitive to issues of gender, transformation and skills transfer imperatives, but also they had then to have been inputs from preliminary consultation processes. We then went further to come to potential candidates, and that was based on application and selection criteria that had been set and which candidates had met. Minister Masuta then proposed the following potential candidates for appointment on the National Council for Correctional Services. I'm just going to make mention of the candidate. The CVs had also been provided to the committee. It was Mr. I.L. de Klerk, who's an expert in clinical psychology and has a master's degree in psychology from the University of the Free State. He's currently in private practice. It is important to note that Mr. de Klerk has been appointed as a member of the council as from the 1st of June 2015 for the current 12-month period. The second candidate was Ms. T.S. Munyamani. Ms. Munyamani has a master's degree in clinical psychology from the University of Johannesburg. She is an independent practitioner. She also is currently serving as a member of the National Council, as we have indicated. Thirdly, we have also Ms. L.U.Z. Rataimani. Ms. Rataimani has a master's degree in health psychology from the University of Surrey, Guildford in the United Kingdom, and an MSc in clinical psychology from the same institution. Also, she was a member of the council from the period 2010 up until 2015. And the second category is chairperson and members is representative of non-governmental organizations working within the field of corrections. And here, first candidate is Advocate K.A. Mahumani. Advocate Mahumani has a Master's of Law, LLM degree from the University of the North and Potchefstroom University, and currently also serving as a chairperson of Contra Mesa. Also, the second candidate was Reverend J.P. Clayton. Reverend Clayton has a theological studies degree, Baptist Seminary Cape Town, and a Restorative Justice International Diploma from the Queen's University in Canada. He has also done a number of rehabilitation programs within the Department of Correctional Services. Important to note, chairperson and members, is that Reverend Clayton is an ex-offender and currently the Executive Director of Hope Prison Ministry. Thirdly, chairperson, we have the other category, academics with expertise in criminal law, criminology, penology, or restorative justice. And here we put into the committee Ms. A. Vilakane, who has a Bachelor of Laws LLB degree from the University of Johannesburg. She's currently a practicing attorney and director of Buthelezi Vilakane Incorporation. She specializes in criminal law, labor law, family law, evictions, and deceased estates. Also in quarter chairperson on slide 18 at the end, she has been appointed as a member of the NCCS from the 1st of June 2015 and is currently serving. Chairperson, the second candidate, Dr. V. Chetty. Dr. Chetty holds a doctorate in criminology from the University of Durban-Westville. She is a retired lecturer from the University of Durban-Westville. She also has been appointed as a member of the National Council for Correctional Services from the 1st of June 2015 until now. The fourth category is members of parliament, chairperson. This is with experts in community justice system. And here we put forward Mr. M. Ngopo, who has a law degree from Humboldt University in Berlin, Germany, and an LLB from the Danish University. Chairperson, those were the categories that we were putting to yourselves, and we shall then await your comments as the Deputy Minister has indicated.
Thank you very much. Over to the Deputy.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Thank you very much to the National Commissioner for that presentation. As you be aware, Chair, you have in your possession correspondence on this matter from the Minister submitted right at the beginning with a list of proposed candidates. The list that you received at the beginning, Chair, you will have noted from our presentation that has subsequently been revised.
it is important to indicate to committee members that after inputs that were made on the basis of the first list that the minister submitted, there was a discussion in the ministry to improve the overall strength of the proposed team. And the reason for that intervention was an observation that arising from the advert that was put out for these candidates, for the candidates' nomination, an impression was created that the four candidates and more that we are seeking to finalize here should necessarily be professionally astute with respect to the areas that were indicated in the advert, and one of those was clinical psychology and criminology. The end result of that detail in the advert was that the nominees were largely considered with that in mind, and it then ended up making the entire team, that when you look at it holistically, to be predominantly academic. And it was the view of the minister that with respect to this category, the four or more who must represent the public, we should not duplicate the competencies that are brought in within the, or by those who are within the mandatory categories that I referred to before. As you see that you have a very strong legal, you know, input into the work of the SSCS from the judges, the magistrate, and input from the magistracy, but you also have inputs from social people who are involved in social work, because we have that department represented. Criminology, we have, as far as criminology expertise is concerned, we have the South African Police Service being part. It was felt that we should look at the candidates who can bring diversity of backgrounds that would make community, broad community interest to be taken on board when the NCVS deals with its work and the decisions and recommendations it makes to the minister. It was in that context that from the original list, three names were dropped and three new candidates from the long list that was there provided were brought in. We went through an exercise with the minister to look again at the long list, stressed it out to bring, to look at candidates who have the dimensions which the overall team that was already there would not necessarily cover. And the names are the names that you now see in the final we are presenting today. May I just conclude by saying that we come from the National Assembly Portfolio Committee, where we presented to the same list, and it was held, it was supported with an addition that with respect to the last category, and I just pointed out to you just now, of the aspects in community justice system, we had one candidate there, Nkopo. There was a view that we should go back and look at possibilities of adding another candidate to the list. And we considered to that and agreed that when the, as soon as the minister is back home, we will put or we'll try and communicate that you know, request from the portfolio committee an addition of one more candidate in that category. Otherwise, the committee of the National Assembly Portfolio Committee agreed and endorsed the list
as representing to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, dear, for this explanation. I think the members now will have a clear understanding of what is going on. Thank you very much, honorable members. Is there any question or clarity for us? Thank you. Honorable Josh.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Deputy Minister. I'm glad that you mentioned the last part of the Portfolio Committee, because it means that I'm not too far off with my questions, because my questions are almost similar to that. I have looked at all the CVs, and I'm also slightly worried about just the one category. The rest I'm fine with, it, the first three categories. But the experts in community justice systems category is also a bit problematic for myself. My first question would be, specifically the nominee of the minister, Mr. Nkobo. I have a few questions around alternatives for that nomination. If I look at some of the other nominees that could have fit into that category, I honestly think that there are people on this list, and you might differ from me, that are a lot better qualified to serve in this regard. For example, if we look at the summary of Mr. Nkobo's curriculum vitae, if you can bear with me for a second, it merely mentions, or it seems to be based on the fact that he did study overseas, and on the fact that he has an interest in prisoners abroad. I have an interest in the law of warfare, but that doesn't make me an expert. And we need people who have actual experience in the field. Now, in his CV, I can see he's got a legal qualification. That's not part of the category. But then he has a lot of experience in a whole lot of things, but he doesn't have specific experience in the correctional services or the community justice system itself. His legal experience goes more to a large degree to labor issues at teams, and also a lot of international relations. But I can see very little experience with regards to what he claims, which is an interest in international correctional services. I say again, being interested in something doesn't necessarily make you an expert in it. I would suggest, for example, just looking at some of the names, Ms. Mamboyon or Ms. Maposo, or there's another one that I noted here. But yes, two of them, there's already two other people who actually have a lot more experience within that category itself. So I would just like some clarity as to what informed his selection, and whether the department would perhaps consider some of the other, in my opinion, for this purpose, better qualified candidates. Just because one is not qualified for a specific category doesn't make you completely unqualified, but I think for this specific category there are alternatives that might serve the committee a whole lot better. And then I would also support, if the department feels strongly about this, that the opinion of the portfolio committee, or the consideration of adding someone else in there, it's perhaps not a bad idea. But the question automatically then arises, if we can fill one position with best possibly qualified person, would it be necessary to add a second person? Should we just reconsider if you look at the other qualifications, then would it be necessary to add a second person? But that wouldn't be a bad alternative. But if the Deputy Minister could just enlighten me as to what informed that specific decision, as opposed to someone like, for example, Mr. Maposo, who, in my opinion, for the category of experts in community justice system, might be a lot better suited. Thank you.
Other member? Another one, please.
No, thank you. Maybe perhaps I missed it, and I would like to apologize to the Deputy Minister. I didn't get the motivation from the Portfolio Committee what do I need motivating for the additional person to be added on this category for? Why they not the need for to submit then there's a need for the second name to be able so they can be able to interact as we proceed, whether you can talk about the second name and the second person because of the proposal of the minister phase one and the portfolio committee is additional name. So I just want to check that for clarification. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I hand over to the minister, I want to welcome this honorable man Kule was not there when we introduced ourselves. And also acknowledge Hoshi Tobijan in our midst. Thank you very much. Over to you, Divin, Deputy Minister.
Chairperson, thank you and thanks for the questions. Maybe to start with the last question. Let me start with the last question. It's a good question. My assumption of why the view by the member of the portfolio committee that we bring in another candidate was simply the assumption I made that it is because in this category there's only one candidate. And because the other candidates still are more of aspects in clinical psychology as you have it there and criminology, the input in the discussions of the NCCS from people who have a broader appreciation of societal challenges pertaining to the business of correction, to increase people with that exposure in the committee, in the council, would be beneficiary. It was my assumption of the reason why there was a sentiment that we increased this category. If I may move on to the second question about the suitability of the candidate in call for this category. I must apologize, I have to repeat myself what I said yesterday, which is that in discussing this particular category, the strength of the candidate was that he is the only one who in his legal studies has international exposure. He studied law in Germany. And we felt that that itself would want to believe in the course of discussions bring in another view on issues. But the other point was that in his own CV, the reason why the candidate is interested, given the opportunity to contribute to the work of the NCCS, was his interest in how our penal system deals with non-citizens, foreigners. And having in mind just a recent, you know, topical, you know, case of a high-profile offender of external origin who was being considered for parole, and what would be the, you know, implications of our penal system on that particular case. We felt that this particular candidate, the interest he has expressed on how our penal system deals number of Africans was very important. As members be aware, because in relation to enhancing our efficacy, or rather the efficacy of our penal system in promoting human rights holistically and in relation to non-South Africans. It is a dimension that we would want to see addressed. And we felt that for that reason, he has expressed quite a peculiar interest, which ordinarily would actually overlook in saying who would actually improve the decisions, the quality of the decisions of the NCCS. Lastly, the last point in relation to the strength of this particular candidate that we also appreciated was that he has a record of community activism. He had, according to his own, resume, initiated interventions on his own within communities to assist the less, fortunate citizens in making sure that the quality of our justice is really what to make everybody proud. So it was in that context that we felt that this candidate, his community activism, his international exposure, his interest in the plight of non-South Africans within our operational centers makes him a candidate who would indeed enrich the decisions of the NCCS. The intervention, of course, proposed names that we should consider for adding another candidate in this category. We have agreed to that, and we actually added or put a rider. We have put a rider to that and said that we will look at the three candidates, but we will also go back to the long list, the original long list, and thoroughly just look at who is there for purposes of satisfying this concern. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Honorable Josh. Thank you, Chairperson. I just have a follow-up for the Deputy Minister. And I hope you will bear with me, Deputy Minister, with my concerns that I'm going to raise. Chairperson, I completely take on board the point that the Deputy Minister made about foreign nationals in our jails. And it is something that we as, or you as a department, need to give more attention to. My concerns are just the following. That specific category makes provision for experts in the community justice system. Now, if you focus on that one aspect, I'm just scared that the rest, because there's only one member there for that category, that the rest of the community justice system is going to suffer under that. The other point that I want to make is, this nominee studied law overseas. I studied law here. And apart from criminology as a subject, you don't learn much in your legal studies about the correctional services system. You learn law, and it's a completely different world from the correctional services department. So his knowledge and his international training will be on the legal system. But the legal system in terms of the laws and the way the courts work. The correctional services departments internationally are not always covered by legal studies. He practiced simple law, which is, in other words, normal commercial things, normal labor law. He didn't come into practice getting any expertise with regards to the correctional services departments. If he did gain some knowledge of how our correctional services department, or in even better, an international or another country's department of correctional services works, then I would have said yes, he can add a lot in terms of that. But quite frankly, knowing how the legal system in another country works is different from knowing how the correctional services department in another country works. You understand what I'm trying to get at, Minister? So I don't consider this candidate, and I'm not convinced that he is an expert
in this specific field, which he claims to be. So therefore, I would actually suggest that yes, the department must give more attention to foreign nationals in our correctional services department, yes. However, for these purposes and for that specific category, I think that there are a lot better candidates to actually address this category of expert in community justice system. I'm not quite convinced that his overseas legal studies make him an expert on international correctional services. It's two different worlds. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Hoshi, to
thank you, Honorable Chair, and my apology for joining you a bit late. I had to address things of the previous committee meeting. Chair, I hear what Honorable Mahalakis is saying, and I also heard what the Deputy Minister explained. I thought a middle road that might balance, you know, both sides, the fact that already there is a proposal to say, let's add a measure. However, the spy that Govi brought into the NCCS still, you know, become relevant on the point that we've been informed that he is currently the only person having, you know, the international expert into the whole NCC. Looking at the nature of cases that we are confronted by as of now, which might then bring the correctional service when deals with issues of, you know, parole to consider foreign nationalities. I think that would add value. I'm going to suggest that we just, you know, compliment one another and say we retain Govi and we then look at alternatives, maybe the names that Honorable Makarekis are raising then be considered, looked at from, you know, the department point of view, and see if they cannot be added into the one, and we then move on in terms of what we are having as of now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Deputy Minister?
Sir President, thank you very much. Must confess that I am a bit confused in establishing exactly what is the concern the Honourable Member is seeking to make sure that we take care of. There is the concern that there are other loopholes that are still not closed by the participation of this member, or the inclusion rather of this member, or is the inclusion not desirable? And the exclusion, the implications of the exclusion, which obviously and naturally means that the strength that the candidate was bringing in is going to be lost, is the Honourable Member says, saying that it should be an either or. My preference would be that whatever is possible within the limits to make the NCCS proficient in executing its mandate must be done. You see, things permitting, I would imagine that with respect to this particular category, we would actually bring more people. And this is the second point that I want to raise. Another first point that I'm not sure what is it that we are saying. Why is the need to strengthen the committee has at the end in what we are proposing have the opposite effect by, say, drop this candidate, making it an either-or matter, when I thought I would say bring in another candidate. But the second point is that you see the argument by the honorable member that this particular candidate studies abroad, legal studies abroad, did not make him understand the penal systems of those countries. He was not studying the correctional services systems of those countries. This particular category is, in my understanding, not calling for that ability. And maybe we should admit and say to the committee that given the chance of presenting this document after making improvements on it would improve the definition of the category. Because if I were to ask what our understanding is of what community justice system is, I think there will be as many opinions as there are people in this room. Because for me, it is a very amorphous definition. Community justice system. Community justice system, he is already understanding it to be meaning the correctional services system. The penal system. He's talking about penal systems of other countries, and that's not what he's talking about, community justice. But what is community justice? What are its dimensions? I think would actually have assisted the committee in deciding on candidates with respect to these categories if we had defined it better. But let me attempt my poor understanding of what the drafters of the document sought to raise here. My understanding is that under this category, the drafters sought to say there must be candidates whose backgrounds has allowed them exposure to understand what is justice from what the ordinary members of the community out there see, how they perceive justice, what are the issues which to them, when we say at the end of the day justice has been seen to be done, are the issues that that would make them happy if they are taken into account. The arguments of the honorable member are not for me helpful. I would say that to add candidates on that particular category would probably be an improvement. But of course, we are working within limits. And I made the point yesterday in the portfolio committee that I was reluctant to even support the idea that we should add other candidates because there are budgetary implications and the accounting officer is sitting right next to me. He would feel that I'm actually transgressing into his progress with respect to what is appropriate to be done, because if we willy-nilly increase the number of these members of this council, there are budgets that are budgetary implications involved. That's how much I can say there. But the decision is a decision of the committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Another one.
Chairperson, let me discuss around this issue of the candidate, Mr. Nkopo. I'm subject to correction. In my own analysis, I think I thought there had never been such a candidate within that council. If that is the case, I would propose that let us endorse and accept this proposal of this to capacitate the CC. And secondly, I want to say as much as he's got that expected upside. I would make this say, let us all of us support this man. Having said that, this issue of this particular inmate has robbed us a lot. And that doesn't mean the priority will be go to that person. Because even our icon has spent full 27 years. So I don't want to get to that case. But let us say we capacitate our inside institutional arrangement by endorsing this name. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Mine, after listening from the Deputy Minister explanation, and maybe perhaps he also, I would like to reiterate what he has said so that if not, to come back and close this matter and move forward. To me, understanding community justice not even a is community justice system. So it's so broad. And then also to be in a community civil society where we are activists, we are dealing with the issues of community justice. It's so broad. So I'd just like to say to the community members, let us not narrow it and be saying that to the academic world of community justice, you want to find yourself. And like to say to them maybe perhaps move forward in the relief department, because according to the item where we are going to adopt the report is the fourth item that is there. And consider what the minister said. According to the guidelines, there are supposed to be 15 members, but they are going to go to 8. And if it's other one, they according to NA, have made it additional, and it's going to be 9. Members in the council. So to me, I take into consideration that the presentations and there are also financial implications if we want to combat it. And I think that if the lesser numbers that the minister has presented to us, we can be able to engage around it later. So potentially the submission and the clarity that is provided by the deputy is sufficient to assist us to be able to come to conclusion whether we will endorse the actual candidate that the PC has admitted to the ministry. Because to the explanation that the deputy minister said, the PC said go and also go to the long list and see who can be the suitable person to be able to obtain that category that is already been presented to us. So therefore, Chair, I'm saying that saying we agree to the and to the process that is outlined by the deputy minister to us, and be able to give space to be able to engage and be able to do so. How are we going to proceed and accept names that you propose to us? And thank you for the presentation that you presented to us. Thank you.
Hello, Marcel.
Chairperson, I'm going to be very short. The deputy minister just said that he wants some clarity on my way of thinking in that regard. It's quite simple. The sole reason why this candidate is being nominated is because he is an expert in a certain field. That was indicated to us. It's because he brings a certain expertise to the table, that is why we are considering him, and not another candidate that might be better qualified. So we are considering him for his expertise. But the fact is, in his CV, there is no proof that he's an expert on this. Why, if we need that expertise on this council, don't we then go and look for people who are experts in that field? Not people who have an interest. There's a big difference between I'm interested in something. I can be interested in anatomy. Doesn't make me a doctor. I can be interested in the law. It doesn't make me a lawyer. I can be interested
in international or in foreign inmates, but I am not an expert in that field. And that's quite my simple argument. Is if you're looking for an expert on that committee, then his CV must show that he is an expert in that. And that's my big concern. If we're taking someone with an interest in the field and we say him as being an expert, and that is my big concern. Thank you, Chairperson.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Yes, I just want to agree with my colleague that we have fantastic candidates on this list, and we definitely have experts in community justice system, because that is the criteria, expert in community justice system. And if we go through the list of candidates, they are really ideal candidates. And in addition, all the other categories have more than one person in the category. So if we add an extra person to the category, it would be as the other categories where there is more than one person. So I support my colleague. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, in total, I was about to give a way forward on this, but because I didn't speak my own, can you please?
Thank you, Chair. I want to commend the work that has been done by the Office of the Ministry. It shows that through the explanation of the Deputy Minister, they have done a great job. They have taken their time. They made it a thorough checkup in all these names. So I therefore propose that we support and endorse the work that has been done by the Ministry. I thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any support on that?
I am Chairperson.
The matter is supported. We endorse it, concur with
Chairperson
of the Minister.
Only question for it, sorry. There's a dissenting view. We would just like that noted as well. From the members of the DA, we support all the candidates, but we would like that specific category of Mr. Nkobo to be reconsidered due to the fact that we are not completely convinced that he is the best candidate for that position.
Thank you. We'll take note of the DA, but thank you very much, Honourable Deputy Minister, for presenting on behalf of the department for these candidates. The portfolio committee concur with your proposal. We support them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you.
Honourable members, let me take this opportunity. Then I can raise the department, David Wilson. Members were expecting the briefing by the Magistrate Commission on provision of suspending the magistrates. And also our last one was briefing by the Department of Police on the proclamations of terrorist organizations. Is the magistrate around? Can you check? I'm